弟兄姐妹，平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
首先，我想让大家看一个照片，看大家认识不认识这个人。
Now let's take a look at a picture of this person. Do you know who this is?
有没有认识这个人
？Anybody knows?
再加一个。
One more.
Jim Baker.
Jim Baker. 对，说如果来得早的话，才能够认识。来美国来的八十年代 ，Jim Baker 是八十年代啊，这个美国著名的这个电视布道家。
Jim Baker is a very famous TV evangelist in the 80s.
那个时候我刚来美国不久。
At that time, actually, I just arrived in the U.S. For not too long.
觉得应该这个提高英语。
So I was hoping to learn some English.
虽然在国内好像这个托福考得还不错。
Although when I was taking the TOEFL test, I did pretty well.
所以到美国可是一听课的话，觉得好像还是特别是我的这个老师是从新西兰来的，口音发的口音，我就是。听课就有一半都听不懂。
However, when I was in classes, especially when my teacher, at that time he came from New Zealand, so he has a strong accent, and it was difficult for me to understand him in the class.
所以我就是在一边下午回到家吧，一边做饭呢，一边把电视打开。
So in the afternoon when I returned from school at home, and I would turn on the TV, and then I listened to the TV while I was cooking.
电视打开换来换的换换台换换呢，就有这个 Jim Baker 他的这个布道。
So I switched around different channels, and by accident, I switched to his channel.
他的布道呢，确实很动人。
And he was preaching, and then his messages were very attractive.
所以有些他的布道让我听了也确实很感动。
So I was oftentimes very moved by his messages.
他是这个七十年代以后的他和他这个太太叫 Tammy。就在这个莱卡就创立了一个叫做 Praise the Lord 的这一个电视网络。
So in the 1970s, he and his wife Tammy, they started the Praise the Lord TV program.
他太太会弹琴的，音乐很好。
And his wife Tammy is a pianist.
他也布道，所以就是说，他布道，他太太弹琴，所以就是非常的这个就是听众的。听了就非常感动。
So he preaches and his wife plays the piano, so that together they work together and then they benefit to many many audiences.
所以越来越渐渐的也吸引了很多的人。
So gradually they have attracted many many people.
到了大概就是七十年代后八十年代初的时候，他们这个的布道呢就吸引了大概1300万的这个观众。
Up until the late 70s and early 80s, their messages have attracted people up to about 13 million people.
大概有1000多个这个小的这个电视台就转播他们的节目。
就是 more than 1,000 TV programs are broadcasting their programs.
然后他们又在南卡又建立了一个叫做 Heritage USA 这一个观光的这个中心，就在他们这个节目跟前。
So in South Carolina, at that time, they also started constructed a theme park called Heritage USA, and that's right around where they have their TV program.
是继这个在美国南部除了这个 Disney 以外的第二个最受欢迎的地方。
So in South part of America, the Heritage USA is only second to Disneyland or Disney World.
在当他这个事业达到这个顶峰的时候。
So at the peak of his career,
大概就是1987年这个3月19日，他辞职了。
So in 1987 March 19, he quit.
因为这个婚外情还有一些这个教会的这个牵涉经济的问题呢。
Due to problems with his extramarital affair and also some financial issues.
他便被这个送上法庭呢，打过审判。
He was sent into the court and then waiting to be judged.
这在当时是非常轰动的新闻。
And this was exploding.
好些报纸
at that point.
好些报纸呢都在报道。
And many papers have reported that.
那个时候我还没有信主。
At that time, I was not a believer.
所以看到这个丑闻以后，就非常的失望。
When I learned the scandal, I was very disappointed.
就是说， 也这个吹灭了我心中想这个进一步认识基督的一个火花。
I now have a small spark of wanting to know more about Christ, but then this has put it off completely.
这一个很有名的这个布道家。
So a famous evangelist.
一个在台子上说的很好。
And somebody who can preach well and say attractive words.
可是在这个背后呢，有做的又是另外一套。
However, in his own private life, he does something else.
所以从那以后呢，我就很长时间呢，我就再没有看这个布道台。
So from that point on, for a long time, I didn't turn to any preaching TV programs anymore.
对啊，这是一个非常典型的，我觉得这个是行事为人和所传的福音不相称的例子。
So this is a very typical example of somebody who did not conduct himself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
其实就是来美国这个接近三十年，我也看到有好多一些这个基督徒的这个领袖还有传道人有跌倒的例子。
So in the near 30 years of my stay in the U.S., I have witnessed or heard a lot of stories about the fall of Christian leaders or preachers.
往往都是他们在这个事业这个取得这个很成功的这个时候。
And usually what happens when they reach the peak of their career.
我觉得可能是因为这个名誉地位提高，这个诱惑大是一个因素。
So one of the reasons could be that because of the status and the reputations are at the peak, and that causes one problem.
但是我觉得更是当他们事业成功时，他们忽略了这个过一个与基督福音相称的生活，这是主要原因。
However, I feel like the main reason could be that they did not in their own private lives conduct in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Christ.
刚刚开始可能一点小事情觉得无所谓。
So in the beginning it might be small, the little things, so they didn't think that it was a big deal.
最后呢就是越陷越深。
However, it gets worse and worse.
最后就跌倒。
And then they fell eventually.
所以就亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that fell short of God's glory.
今天的经文是这个腓立比书一章二十七节，是保罗勉励当时腓立比教会信徒的一番话。
So today's scripture is a word from Apostle Paul when he was using these to encourage people in the church of the Philippi.
他让当时的这个教会让他们这个行事为人与基督的福音相称。
So he encourages people in that church to conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
也让他们活出这个福音的生活来。
So then they can live a life of gospel.
所以这些，我觉得他这番话呢，对于我们今天的教会呢，也非常的合适。
So I think that these words also are very applicable to today's church.
也是正好符合我们教会这个学期的这个信息。
And this also matches to the theme for the semester.
也是对我们每一个弟兄姐妹都是一个提醒和挑战。
And this also is a reminder and challenge to all of us.
我想下面我会从两个方面来讲。
So then I will be talking about this point from two perspectives.
一个方面我就讲这个为什么要这个行事为人与基督的福音相称。
First is talking about why do you want to conduct yourselves in a manner that's worthy of God's praise.
那么第二个我就在讲怎样做才能做到这个与我们的行事为人与基督福音相称。
So secondly, I will be talking about how to do it so that we can conduct ourselves in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Christ.
那么第一个为什么呢？就是因为为所信的福音。
The first why it was because of the gospel that we believe in.
这个十七节，这个一章二十七节说的很像，就是说为所信的福音齐心努力。
So in chapter verse 27 it says because for the faith of the gospel.
我们都知道这个福音就是这个好消息。
So we know that gospel means good news.
什么样的好消息呢？
What kind of good news?
在保罗这边也说得很清楚。
And here is explained very clearly.
就是关于基督的好消息。
So this is good news about Jesus.
那么具体来讲，就是因为这个我们世人都犯了罪。
First of all, we know that all have sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
Fall short of the glory of the Lord.
那么这个罪的工价呢，就是死。
And we know that the wages of the sin is death.
那么耶稣来到这个世上呢，他就告诉我们这一个好消息。
So when Jesus came, he told us about good news.
这个好消息就是说，我们这些罪人就可以不死。
And he said that for people, some people they can, they don't have to die.
只要我们相信他 相信耶稣，我们就可以成为神的儿女。
As long as we believe in Christ, we can be His children.
因为主耶稣最后他在这个十字架上为我们的罪，啊，他已经献上他自己。
Because Jesus has paid the price on the cross for us, for our sins.
只要我们信耶稣，我们罪就可以啊。可以得以赦免。
So then, as long as we believe in Jesus, our sin can be forgiven.
就像这个啊，约翰福音三章十六节说。
Just like in John 3:16.
说谁爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
He said that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
我们看到这里边就是一个关键字，就是要信。
So here, the very important words are to believe.
这个信呢，就是包括啊，你要认罪，要悔改。
So to believe or to have faith means to confess and to repent.
也包括你要遵从主的话教导，按照主的话去做。
And that also includes that you want to follow God's words.
这个使徒行传六二十六章二十节说，应当悔改归向神，行事与悔改的心相差。
Here in the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 20 says,
是同样的意思。
Yes, it says that you should repent and turn to God.
我们注意这个悔改这个字。
Right, it says you should repent and turn to God and demonstrate your repentance by your deeds.
我觉得包括这两个方面。
So here there's two aspects.
一个是悔。
One is to regret, to feel bad.
还另外一个呢，就是改。
And the other part is to change, make a change.
我觉得我们常常说的悔改，悔改，我们常常好像就想到是第一个部分。
So when we talk about repentance, a lot of times we only think about, oh, you feel bad about what you did.
我觉得你悔啊，这是这个你后悔啊，你以前的这个行为。
So when you feel bad, you regret what you have done.
我们承认我们以前的过犯。
You admit you have done something wrong.
我觉得这是一个改变的前提。
This is the beginning of a change.
但是你认罪后悔就并不等于你就有改变。
But when you confess or you admit your own mistakes, it doesn't mean that you will necessarily change.
有好多些这个罪犯，我们知道他常常是出了监狱，过几天又进了监狱。
So a lot of criminals, you can see them, they go in and out of jails a lot.
我想他们可能自己有时候也后悔。
So I know we think that a lot of those will actually feel bad or regret for what they have done.
但是呢，这告诉我们光后悔还不够。
But it tells us also that it's not good enough to just feel bad or to regret.
要必须要有这个改的决心。
You also have to have the dedication to change.
并且还要有改的行动。
And you have to have the action to change.
这个以弗所书四章二十一节到二十四节这样告诉我们，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你的心智焕然一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 21 through 24. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
基督的福音不仅要把我们从这个罪里要救出来能够脱去我们的旧人。
So the gospel of Christ not only will save us from our old self,
还要赐给我们一个新的生命。
He will also give us a new life.
要将我们的心智焕然一新。
So we'll change our mind.
成为一个新造的人。
So that we can become a new creation.
穿上新人就是这个意思呢，就是要用行动把悔改的心能够体现出来。
So to put on a new self means that to carry out actions to show our repentance.
这个保罗用的这个心智呢，就是不仅说是那和以前的旧的呢有一个对比。
So here Paul uses the word new, not only to contrast the word old.
更强调这个，就是说这个新的生命呢要彰显啊基督的形象。
And also especially he's emphasizing on the new has to reveal the word of Christ.
别人看见我们就看到这个啊，这不一样。
So that for people to see us, they'll see difference in us.
并且能够从我们身上能够啊看到一种感染力。
And he also will see that influence from us.
我们知道神福音是神的大能。
So we know that the gospel is the power of God.
它不仅能够拯救我们，而且能够改变我们。
Not only can it save us, it will also change us.
这就是我们所信的福音。
So this is the gospel that we believe in.
如果我们所信的福音以后，我们生命没有改变，那么我们所信的就是徒然。
So if we believe in the gospel, but we have no change in our lives, then the faith was in vain.
我们不能够说我们到礼拜天啊来教会，我们来做这个基督徒。
We can't just say that. Well, on Sunday we'll come to church, so we'll be Christian on Sundays.
然后其他时间呢和这个非基督徒都没有两样。
And then the other times we'll be just like the non-believers.
就好像这个门后边挂两件衣服。
Just like you have two sets of clothes.
然后去教会了，哎，把衣服拿起来一穿，到教会来了。
When you go to church, you put on your new clothes.
回去以后把衣服脱，又把旧衣服又穿上。
And when you go home, you take off the new clothes and put on the old clothes.
我常常觉得我们喜欢穿旧衣服，为什么呢？
So a lot of people actually like to wear the old clothes, and why is that?
因为旧衣服穿起来舒服。
Because it's more comfortable.
因为我小的时候，这个我记得我妈妈做鞋的时候，那新鞋穿起来就是不舒服。
So I remember when I was little, my mom used to make shoes for me, and new shoes always feel uncomfortable.
我觉得如果我们这样的话，我们就是对不起福音。
But if we were to do this, we fall short of the gospel.
我们也对不起主。
And then we also fall short of the glory of the Lord.
也对不起主耶稣，他在十字架上为我们所流的宝血。
We also have wasted the blood that Jesus shed on the cross for us.
有一个信主的女子。
The woman who is a Christian.
嫁一个这个才能品德都不错的这个青年。
She has married a man who is good in many ways.
家庭就是婚后以后结婚以后家庭生活也非常的好。
And in marriage life, they enjoy a very good relationship.
当结婚第五周年的时候呢，这个妻子就对丈夫说。
On the fifth year anniversary, she said to her husband.
她说这个五年的结婚生活呢，我们都很满意。
And she said that I'm very satisfied with the past 5 years of marriage life.
你真是一个好丈夫。
You're such a good husband.
如果你要信耶稣的话，那我就更满足了。
Only if you were to become a Christian, then I'll be even more happier.
丈夫说你是信耶稣的，我都忘了。
And the husband said, Oh wow, you have reminded me. I did almost forgot that you're a Christian.
其实你和我都是一样的。
And he said that, well, actually, you and me are pretty much the same.
说你不杀人，不杀人放火，也不这个偷东西。
You don't kill, you don't steal.
我也是如此。
Neither do I.
你有时候说一两句假话呢？
Sometimes you tell a little white lies.
我也说，我也这样。
I do the same.
你有时候这个出去宴桌这个打打麻将。有时候出去街头打麻将。
Okay, so sometimes you go and socialize and you play a little gambling games.
麻将。
麻将。
Not gambler, sometimes just like poker.
Like a poker Chinese.
我也是。
So do I.
所以你有时候呢，就生气。
So sometimes you get angry.
发脾气呢，我也是如此。
You get mad, well I do that too.
所以你的想法和我没有什么区别。
So whatever you do, I do that too. We're pretty much the same.
我为什么要信耶稣呢？
So why do I have to believe in Christ?
这个妻子听了以后，这个心如刀扎。
So this wife, after she heard of this, she really felt like her heart was being pierced.
她就跑到楼上，就是向神这个痛哭。
So she went to her own room and she cried and she confessed.
这个丈夫还以为什么得罪，跑到楼上来看她了。
So the husband was wondering why this was happening, so he went up to her.
结果妻子还对他说：“亲爱的，说我求神赦免，我也求你原谅。”
So the wife says tearfully, honey, I ask for the forgiveness from God, and I also ask for your forgiveness.
所以五年来没有让你能看出我是一个基督徒。
Because in the past 5 years, I have not done anything to show the image of Christ.
所以我感到很惭愧。
So I feel really bad about myself.
然后从今以后呢，我要立志要让啊基督在我身上能够显现出来。
So from today on, I have decided that I will show the image of Christ in me.
做一个更好的妻子。
So that I will be a better wife.
所以半年以后呢，在一个这个聚会中，她这个丈夫呢就见证啊，就说是他的我信了耶稣，因为我看见信主的和不信主的人生活的分别。
So a half year later in the fellowship meeting, her husband actually came up and witnessed, and he said that I believed in Jesus now because I can see the difference between believers and non-believers.
所以弟兄姐妹，让我们回想一下我们信主以后我们的生活有多大的改变。
So brothers and sisters, let's reflect upon our own lives and to see if there's any changes in us before and after we become Christians.
如果我们改变不大，
If there is no much change,
我们能不能像这个年轻的姐妹一样，
Can we be also like this wife?
我们求主原谅我们能够立下心志。
We ask for forgiveness from God and just to dedicate ourselves for change.
让我们要为我们所信的福音活出见证来。
So that we can live a life of a testimony for the gospel that we believe in.
要让这个别人看出我们与世人的分别。
So that other people can see the difference between us and people who do not believe in Christ.
那么第二个为什么呢？就是为了我们的身份。
A second part about why we should do that is for our citizenship.
对这个菲律宾这个这边只说只要你们再提到你们。
Here in the scripture says that conduct yourselves.
这个翻译并不太明确。
It's not a very precise translation.
如果你对照其他的这个翻译本的话，他们把它翻译成这个天国子民。
So if you look at other translations, we'll see that this word was translated into the citizens of heaven.
这个现代国际们他就说是不管发生什么不管什么事情发生，作为天国子民行事为人必须与基督的福音相称。
For example, in the modern NIV version 2011 says, whatever happens as citizens of heaven, live in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
所以保罗借着这个天国子民提醒当时的信徒不要忘记了自己的身份。
So through this word, Paul was reminding those people to not to forget about their status.
这也是对我们今天基督徒的一个提醒。
So this is also a good reminder for us.
说不要忘记了我们的身份。
So don't forget about our citizenship, our status.
当然作为天国子民，我想我们都有这个一本这个进入天国的护照。
So as citizens of the heaven, we should all have passports into heaven.
我们觉得应该知道我们这个快乐，也值得我们骄傲的。
So this is something that we should be happy about, should be proud of.
我记得这个三十年前，大概正好三十年前，这个中国在国内的时候，那个农业部派我到这个意大利去访问半年。
I remember 30 years ago when I was still in China, the Department of Agriculture assigned me to visit Italy.
那个时候中国刚刚开放。
At that time, the China just opened.
到了意大利呢，看见什么都新鲜。
So then, when I first was able to went overseas, and then when I went to Italy, everything to me was so interesting and new.
过了一段时间呢，我们到了周末，我们就是可以到意大利不同地方去看一看。
So after a while, over the weekend, me and some of my friends went to the nearby cities.
所以我们有一个周末呢，我们就跑到这个意大利的西北边，它叫做 Torino。
So the one weekend, my friends and I went to a city called Torino, which is in the northwest part of Italy.
我们说，哎呀，这个离法国很近，我们应该到法国去看一看。
And we said, well, this is right next to France. We should go and check it out.
但是没有签证。
But then we don't have visa, so we can't go.
待了又过了几个礼拜，我们又到了这个米兰。
A couple weekends later, we went to Milan.
米兰离这个瑞士很近。
And that's really close to Switzerland.
我们又是在想，如果能够到瑞士看看多好。
And we were thinking, wow, it'll be cool to check it out over there.
可是没办法，没有签证。
But we don't have visa, so couldn't go either.
但是今年这个就是刚刚这个去年放这个放假。
However, last year when I had a break,
我们全家我们去欧洲旅游。
My whole family went to visit Europe.
我们去了四个国家。
We went to four countries.
啊，英国、法国，还有这个德国，还有这个意大利。
So the UK, France, Germany and Italy.
所以这个四个国家都不要签证。
And there is no visa required.
因为有这个美国护照，我真的是感到很方便。
So because we have the US passport, and I think that's really convenient.
对啊，但是作为美国公民，我觉得还有别的好处。
And obviously there's other benefits for being a U.S. citizen.
但我常常想，作为一个好的公民，不只是要享受国家的好处。
However, I often think about being a good citizen. Not only do we enjoy the benefits of being one.
更应该想象你为这个国家做什么。
We also have to think about what we have done for this country.
你应该有好的行动，也有好的表现。
You should have a lot of actions and a lot of good behaviors.
你要对得起这个身份。
You have to do something that matches up with your status.
我觉得同样的，做我们都有一本这个做基督徒，我们有一本这个天国子民的护照。
And as Christians, we do have passports to heaven.
这个护照是我们信主的时候主用宝血给我们盖章的。
So this passport was stampedby the blood of Jesus when we first believed in him.
我们不能够只享受这个天国子民的特权。
So we can not only try to enjoy the privileges of being
a citizen. 我们更应该尽天国子民的义务。
We also have to fulfill the obligations of being citizens of heaven.
我们要该为天国这个努力付出。
So we have to work for the heaven.
也应该有天国子民这个样式。
And we also have to carry the image of being a citizen of heaven.
让这个别人通过我们的言语，通过我们的行为，就能够认识我们是天国子民。
So that when other people see how we conduct ourselves, they can tell that we are citizens of heaven.
我常常开车看见这个有些车后边贴一个这个鱼的标志。
So when you drive, you probably see a lot of cars in the back of the car. They have this symbol, a fish symbol.
你一看到这个标志，你可能就会想象这个开车的人或者是这个开车主人，他就是基督徒。
So when you see that symbol, you probably think that well, the owner of the car or the driver of the car most likely will be Christian.
你有没有想过你在你的车后边贴这么一个标志吗
？Have you thought about putting the symbol in your car？
我想过。
I've thought about it。
最后想想还是不贴为好。
But then I decided not to do it。
虽然我有时候这个，虽然我自称自夸我开车到现在还没有拿过一个超速的这个 ticket。
So I have often boasted about my driving records. I have never I was never given any speeding tickets.
但这不表明我就没有超速。
That doesn't mean that I've never sped.
其实竞争最清楚了。
My wife knows best.
她说的对。
She has said.
她说我没有拿到罚单有两个原因。
She said, well, the reason that you didn't get speeding tickets was two.
一个是当我超速的时候，他在边上及时的提醒。
So one was because when you speed, I always remind you to slow down.
对，我觉得他说很多应该感谢给我们好太太提醒我。
So I praise the Lord for giving me such a good wife.
还有一个就是说，当我超速的时候，那个就是我侥幸。
And then the second reason was because I was lucky.
只是开快车的时候没有赶上检查而已。
Because there was never a police around when I speed.
其实我嘴上有时候我不承认，但是我心里边确实也很清楚。
So a lot of times I actually do not admit, but in my mind I know very well.
有好多次超速，有时候看见警察以后，赶紧就踩刹。
Because a lot of times when I speed, and as soon as I see the police car, I slow down right away.
对，还有好多时候也不太遵守交通规则。
And many times I actually do not follow traffic regulations.
如果说给车后边贴一个这个鱼的标志
，So if I were to put on that symbol.In my car.
就是明明告诉别人我这个基督徒是这个在警察面前做好人，但警察没有警察概念就开快车。
So isn't that telling everybody that the Christian like me will only do good things in front of the police and then when he's not around I'll do everything to violate.
这不是丢主的脸吗
？Now this is really shameful for Christ.
还是不贴为好。
So I better not to put it on my car.
对这个理由听起来是冠冕堂皇的。
So this reason sounds pretty reasonable.
实际上也是给自己找借口。
But this is an excuse I found for myself.
我想到我也 当主日学的老师。
And I also thought about myself because I am one of the teachers for adult Sunday school.
也在台下给大家这个讲道。
I also have opportunities to preach on the pulpit.
我鼓励大家去按照这个神的话去做。
So I encourage people to conduct themselves according to God's word.
可自己也做啊。这个不讨神喜悦的事。
There are a lot of times I do things that's definitely not pleasing to God.
虽然说你开一个快车，不是这个贪恋，不是这个就是像淫乱那么大的事情。虽然这个开快车不是这个贪恋，贪恋，对对，大家可以应该知道这。不是很大的，不是非常大的这个。
Although speeding may not sound like a big deal, a huge violation.
对，但这个也不是在这，但是这个也是在暗中，想的事吗
？But isn't this something that you do in dark?
也不是这个暧昧没有意义的事情吗？所以我不以为我这个我因为这个不贴鱼就没有人知道。
So I thought that as long as I don't put the fish symbol on my car, then nobody will know that I'm a Christian.
却忘了在每一件事情上，我们这个基督徒都应该有享受着光明子女的样子。
But I didn't think of the fact that I actually should be conducting myself in everything that I do according to the gospel of Christ.
当然，这个贴不贴一个鱼，我觉得并不重要。
Although I don't think that's the most important thing to do, to put the fish symbol on your car.
重要的是我们的心。
What's most important is your heart.
我们不论在什么时候，不管别人看见看不见。
In any circumstances, in any time, no matter whether people see you or they don't see you.
我们行事为人要有光明磊落。
Whatever you do it in light.
要这个活出。神光明子女的这个样子了。
So you have to live in the image as the children of light.
那么第三个方面呢，就是为传福音。
The third aspect about why is for spreading the gospel.
保罗就是在腓立比书他这个特别后一边最后他提到就是说，我为所信的福音要齐心努力。
And here in the book of Philippians, he said that we strive together for our faith.
这个齐心努力呢，就是要为这个所信的齐心努力来传福音。
And strive together to spread the gospel.
其实保罗在这个腓立比书第一章也多次提到了这传福音。
Actually, in the first chapter of Philippians, he mentioned about spreading the gospel many times.
在一章十二节他说，这个福音更加兴旺了。
He said that to advance the gospel.
在十四节他说要更勇敢地传讲神的道。
Verse 14 he says to dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear.
在十八节他就说基督总被传开了。
And in verse 18 he said that no matter what, Christ is preached.
就是他都多次来强调福音。
So many times he talked about spreading the gospel.
其实这个传福音也是保罗所有书信的这个中心。
So actually, to spread the gospel is the center of Paul's message.
那么保罗的一生呢，就是传福音的一生。
So the life of Paul is the life of his spreading the gospel.
所以这个保罗在哥林多教会的书信说。
So in the books, in the letters he wrote to Corinthians.
他说我若不传福音，我便有祸。
He said that woe to me if I don't preach the gospel.
那么在这个腓立比书第三章十八节保罗就还说我屡次告诉你们现在又流泪的告诉你们。
There in Philippians chapter 3 verse 18 he said that I have often told you before and now tell you again even with tears.
就是保罗他感觉最伤心的事呢就是说这个腓立比教会的一些信徒呢他的行事为人呢与所传的福音不相称。
There's one thing that really hurts his heart is that the people in the Philippi, they do not conduct themselves in the matter that's worthy of the gospel of Christ.
这些表现在什么地方呢
？And where does it show?
我们从要看的这个第一章的话，我们看见就是他提到他们就是处于这个嫉妒纷争。
Yeah, because it shows from their behavior, that looks like they conduct themselves out of rivalry and envy.
他们有结党。
They do it out of self ambition.
他们有假意。
Out of false motives.
还有这个贪图啊虚浮的这个荣耀。
And they go after vain deceit, conceit.
单顾自己的事。
And they look only to one's interest.
并且还有这个发怨言，还有起争论。
They complain, they argue.
所以保罗说说这个他们许多这个行事为人的都是基督十字架的仇敌。
So Paul said that a lot of people actually live as enemies of the cross of the Christ.
是因为他们这个行事为人呢侮辱了这个神的道。
Because their conduct actually make God's path worse.
他们也拦阻了人接受福音。
And they also even prevent other people from accepting the Christ.
所以保罗呢，他要腓立比的信徒呢，他们要反省。
So Paul wants Philippian people or church to reflect upon their conduct.
我想我们也可以以这个经文来反省我们自己。
And we also can reflect our conduct with these words.
知道福音就是好消息。
And we know the gospel is good news.
我们基督徒得到了这个好消息。
So Christians have received the good news.
我们就应该向别人来分享这个好消息。
And all the more we should spread the good news to others.
传福音呢也是主给我们的命令。
And this is also a commandment from God.
在这个主耶稣教导说你们要去使万民做我们的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Because Jesus told us that therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
这传福音是我们爱主爱人的体现。
So spreading the gospel is also a representation of how much we love God and how much we love people.
主爱我们，把福音赐给我们。
Lord loved us, so He gave us the gospel.
我们感谢主，我们爱主。
And we thank our Lord, and then we love our Lord.
我们愿意遵照主的命令去做。
So that we are willing to follow His words.
把福音呢带给更多的人。
So that we should spread the gospel to more people.
所以这个传福音呢是我每一个基督徒的本分。
Therefore, spreading the gospel is the obligations of all Christians.
但是传福音呢不仅仅要靠嘴。
However, to spread the gospel does not only require your mouth.
更需要我们的行为。
It also requires your action.
有好多时候呢我们用言语把人能够带到这个基督面前。
So many times you may be able to use words to bring people to Christ.
但很快呢，又用我们的行为呢，又把别人又赶走。
But very quickly we may expel them out of our church by our bad conduct.
当别人他发现我们所说的、我们所做的和我们所说的不相称的时候
，When people see us and they see the discrepancies between what we do and what we say,
他就一定不会再继续。相信我们所传的福音。
They will not believe in the gospel we told them anymore.
我们常说这福音这个是神的大有能力。
And oftentimes we said that wow, the gospel is powerful.
他们可以改变人。
It can change you.
但别人如果没有在我们身上发现这种改变的果效
，But if other people do not see any changes in ourselves,
那怎么能够吸引别人呢
？And then how will this gospel attract them？
我想我们中间有不少人听过这个戴老师的见证。
And I think a lot of among us have heard of the testimony from Professor Dai.
戴老师今天也在我们中间。
And he's among us today.
其实就是说从他信主我们可以看出这个行事为人的重要，基督徒行事为人的重要。
And from the way he came to Christ, we can see the importance of your conduct.
戴老师信主以前呢，你给他讲福音是没有用的。
And before he Professor Dai believed in Christ, it was not very helpful for people to come to him and told him about the gospel.
他来教会主要是给这个来跟这个基督徒来辩论的。
So the main reason that he came to church was to debate with Christians.
他本来是要想拯救这些迷信的人的。
And he was actually trying to save all these people who were fooled.
但是让戴老师信主的是这个一个叫 Sarah Drozek 这个一个姐妹。
And there was one person called Sarah Drozek. She helped Professor Dai to come to Christ.
是戴老师在这个 Emory 大学这个医院化疗的时候呢，认识当时患胰腺癌的这个病友叫 Sharon。
So when Professor Dai was receiving chemotherapy at the University of Emory, Emory, yes, and then he knew about he came to know Sharon.
Sharon 因为这个癌症复发呢，最后被转送到这个叫做临终关怀医院。
Sharon had cancer which relapsed, so she was sent to a terminal care hospice.
在戴老师心里，这就你知道这个临终关怀医院，就是等于你判了这个死刑了。
So to be sent to hospice is pretty much a death sentence.
那杨哥是一个非常沮丧啊，非常痛苦的事情。
So Professor Dai thought that this must be something that's really depressing.
但是当戴老师看的时候，一切事让他非常的震惊。
However, when he went to visit Sharon, he was shocked.
Sharon 当时这个非常虚弱，但是呢，他不仅没有这个自怨自哀，还是满心快乐的关心别人。
And however, at that time, Sharon was really weak. However, she was not feeling, showing to feel bad about herself.Feel bad about her life, but then she actually was full of joy and peace, and then she was caring about others.
给她讲永生，给她传福音。
And she was even talking about eternal life and the gospel to Professor Dai.
她告诉戴老师，她正在为自己写一个贺词。
And she told Professor Dai that she was writing her own obituary.
导演策划自己的葬礼。
And she was directing and also planning her own funeral.
这对戴老师冲击很大。
And this was a great impact for Professor Dai.
她想让这个人在这个生命的最后一刻。竟然还充满这个喜乐和希望。
For a person like Sharon, this is pretty much at the end of her life, and she still has all these joy and hope and peace.
要不是这个基督的信仰，他的力量从何而来
？If these were not for Christ, where would this come from?
神也就借着这个 Sharon 这个生命呢，活出来这个见证呢，打开了这个戴老师的心。
So the Lord uses the living testimony of Sharon to help Professor Dai to know him.
让他能够谦卑在神的面前。
So that he can come before the Lord and be humble.
所以他在这个2004年初呢，这个受洗归主。
Therefore, in the year of 2004, Professor Dai was baptized and became Christian.
所以他现在也是为主就是努力的来传福音。
So right now, Professor Dai was also preaching the gospel for.The sake of the Lord.
So, 戴老师他这个从不信到成为一个基督徒的一个心路历程呢，告诉我们基督徒呢传福音不仅是要靠口才。
So we see the process of Professor Dai's believing Christ. We know that the Christian's conduct was very important.
也不是要靠我们的高言大志。
So it's not due to the words that we say.
他也不是说要靠别人的一些传福音的技巧
or any skills to spread the gospel
戴老师他是从这个深入身上所流露出来基督徒的这个生命的见证他是对
However, it was through living testimony through our contact in our everyday life we can affect others
所以我们这个行事为人与基督福音相称活出这个福音这个相称的这个本身呢，就是一个很好的见证。
So when you conduct yourself in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Christ, this is already a strong and powerful testimony.
这个本身就很带有强大的说服力。
Yes, because it's very convincing.
这也就是福音广传的基础。
Also, this is the basis, the foundation of spreading the gospel wide.
那么我们怎么做到这个行事为人与基督福音相称呢
？How do we do it?How do we conduct ourselves in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Christ?
行事为人就是与基督福音相称，就是说我们的生活、我们的生命配得基督的福音。
That means that whatever we say, whatever we do, however we live, that is the matches with the gospel of Christ.
所以我们的生活呢，与基督的福音所要，基督福音所要求的是一致的。
So that our life is lived according to the requirement of the gospel.
所以我们的信仰呢，必须与我们的生活呢不脱节。
So that our faith is together or is directly connected with our life.
要表里一致。
So then what we do and what we're in public or in private is the same.
没有虚假，没有这个不真切的地方。
There's no falsehood, there's no pretense.
但有时候说起来容易呢，做起来啊确实就不简单。
It's easier to say than done.
因为我们仍然有这个罪性。
Because we're still sinners.
我们也常常受这个环境的引诱。
And we are tempted by our environment.
所以不难免会有这个跌倒的时候。
So a lot of times we actually fall.
但是我们仍然要在这个善良的这个引导下。要努力。
However, we still have to strive. We try hard, according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
要不体贴肉体，要顺从圣灵的引导。
So that we live not according to our flesh, but according to the Holy Spirit.
尽量要做到最好。
We have to try achieve excellence.
下面我就从两个方面简单的来讲一下。
Then how to do this from two perspectives.
一个是从工作，另一个是从家庭。
One is your testimony through your work. Second is certainly in your family.
那么第一个呢，就是我们要在工作上要有好的见证。
So that at your work, you have to be a good testimony.
这个哥罗西书说，你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，总要存心诚实敬畏主，无论做什么。都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，因为你们知道，从主那里比得着基业为赏赐，你们所释放的乃是主基督。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 22 through 24. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes is on you and to curry their favor, but with sincerity of the heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
所以我们这个经文告诉我们做工呢，我们一个要顺服，我们要忠诚，我们要殷勤。
So then, we know that when we work, when we're at work, we have to be obedient, we have to be faithful, and we have to be diligent.
我想我们当中有好多这个学生还没有工作，但我想这个原则应该是一样的。
So there might be a lot of students with us who are not working just yet, but then there's the same principles in everything you do.
这边提到就是说，这个。这个提到就是凡事听从。
So here it says obey in everything.
凡事听从就是要顺服。
So obey everything means obedience.
就是要顺服你的这个上司，
so 你
的老板。
You obey your boss.
不只是表面的顺服，而是从内心的顺服。
Not just on the surface, but you have to obey from inside.
不管你的这个老板在。不在都是一个样。
So whether your boss is around or not around, you do the same thing.
这个存心诚实呢，就是我们要忠诚。
To be faithful or to be honest.
我们要尽自己的职责。
That means that you're faithful to your work.
忠心对待我们的工作。
And do what you're supposed to do.
我们要遵守公司或者单位的这个正常的规定。
So you follow laws and regulations.
我们这个就是不这个。迟到也不早退。
So you don't go in late, you don't leave early.
我知道我们好多人在康奈尔上班。
So a lot of people actually work at Cornell.
在康奈尔上班是比较有弹性。
And the work hours are pretty flexible.
像在我们商学院就没有一定要规定说你必须要几点来几点走。
So in business school where I work, there's no strict regulation about when you go to work and when you leave.
但是他也规定你必须一天要做够几个小时。
But they ask you to work a certain number of hours per day.
你可以来的晚一点，但是呢，你也应该走得晚一点，把你的时间补上。
So if you come in late, you leave late.
当然就是还有就是说我们这个病假、事假。全靠我们自己来填。
So sick days or personal days, you do it yourself. You fill it out yourself.
也没有人来检查。
Nobody check it out.
也靠你自己的诚实。
So it's an honor system.
所以另外还是这个学校按规定呢，你一个礼拜一定要上够这个39个小时。
So the work requires you to work at least thirty-nine hours a week.
我不知道我们这个在学校上班的这个。弟兄姐妹一个礼拜能上够多少小时
？So I wonder how many hours our brothers and sisters who work at Cornell actually work a week.
我常常听有些人这么解说。
I've heard of a lot of people saying.
是吧？别人都怎么怎么怎么怎么。
Oh, this person does this and that.
啊，别人都来得很晚。
Oh, others they do such and such.
你看大家都走得很早。
Oh, everybody comes in late and leaves early.
我在想，我们如果都和别人一样。
So if we also conduct ourselves the same as other people.
那我们和这个世人还有什么区别呢？
Now, what difference is there between us and them?
所以啊，这主教导我们说无论做什么都要从心里做。
So the Lord teaches us that teaches us that do it from our heart.
就是这个就是要殷勤做事，就是要努力做事。
So we have to do it with the sincerity of our heart.
啊，要不仅要做好自己分内的事情，也要把我们这个，就是我们也要主动去帮助别人。
So not only to do the things that we are supposed to do, we are also supposed to help others out.
要把就是我们自己的工作不仅要做就是要完成，而且要做得最好。
So not only do we complete our task, we want to do it with excellence.
啊，当然，我觉得我们工作呢，因为就要在和别人要相处。
At work, a lot of times we have to deal with people.
因为和人相处就难免会有这些人和人之间一些摩擦。
And when you start dealing with people, there is going to be conflict.
有时候我发现是人和人之间的。
So a lot of conflicts come from between people.
有时候还是组和组之间的。
Or between groups.
那怎么处理这些事情呢？
So how do you deal with them?
会影响我们和这个同事之间的关系。
So the way you deal with it will affect your relationship with your colleagues.
也会影响我们的行事为人。
And that would also affect how we conduct ourselves.
但我觉得这些矛盾并不难。
But this is actually not a difficult thing to deal with.
因为多半都会牵涉到一些利益关系。
Because most of the conflict has to do with the benefits.
都是一些不公平，就是我干的多了。或者我的报酬少了。
Well, people ask for fairness. People say that, well, I work too much, I got paid too little.
或者我这个组做的多了，但是没有拿到这个 credit.
Or people talk about, you know, such group work more, but they didn't receive the credit.
如果我们不计较，不怕吃亏的话，这些问题就都不是问题。
But if you actually do not worry about it, and then you don't worry about being taken advantage of, then this will become not a big deal for you.
所以主教导我们说人在最小的事情上忠心，在大事情上也忠心。
Therefore, the Lord has told us that whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much.
在最小的事情上不易，在大事上也不易。
And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much.
我们作为这个耶稣的门徒，应该是世界上最殷勤、最忠心、最良好的工作者。
Therefore, as followers of Christ, we should be the best employee in the world.
因为我们要做，我们就是不仅要积极地做，我们要快乐地去做，我们要抱着希望去做。
Because we do it happily, we do it diligently, we do it faithfully, and we also do it happily.
我们希望不是要得到人的奖赏，我们希望是在见主面的时候能蒙主的奖赏。
Because we are not looking to the rewards from human, we're looking for the rewards, the inheritance from God.
那么下面就说这个在家庭生活上。
Secondly, we want to learn about how to conduct ourselves in our family.
这个家庭是神所造的第一个社会单位。
Because family is actually the first social unit that God has created.
神造这个家庭不只是说为了这人类的延续，更重要的是让我们提供了一个释放神彼此相爱的这个环境。
So God establishes family not only for us to continue the humankind, human race, but also to provide an environment for us to learn to learn and love each other.
让我们学习操练彼此相处、彼此服侍、彼此建造。
So we can exercise how to live with each other, to serve each other, and to establish each other.
让我们能够培养和建立下来的品格，让我们这个借着加强能够容神一人。
So then we can cultivate characters within the family, and we can be beneficial to ourselves and to our society.
基督徒的家庭应该是以基督为我们一家之主。
So,
一个切实相爱，一个和睦的家庭。
So a Christian family means that the family actually is the center with the Lord, with Christ. Then they love each other, and then they have a harmonious relationship in the family.
可是可惜的时候，我觉得有一些人是在工作在这个事业上或者在教会都做得很好。
However, we have seen that many Christians, they have done well at work, outside and at church.
但是在家庭生活上却非常失败。
However, they do not succeed in their family.
当然，我在这里也不是要指责任何人。
I am not here to criticize anybody.
其实我自己也做得也不好。
Because I also have a lot of shortcomings myself.
我在家，我觉得我也不是一个称职的丈夫，也不是一个称职的这个父亲。
I feel like I am not an adequate husband and father.
不过感谢神呢，让我这几年有些改变。
However, I praise the Lord to change me in the past few years.
不过改变一天，我太太说你这个脸皮厚了。
Because my wife has often told me that, well, you have become more thick-skinned.
我想这也是我的进步。
And I think, well, this is some progress that I made.
因为我不计较这些面子上这些事情了。
Because I'm not trying to save face anymore.
其实做这件也是需要很大的努力。
However, that requires a lot of hard work on my side.
那么这是个圣经里边教导我们是说这个在家最要紧的是要。彼此确实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Here it says that we have to love one another because love can cover many sins.
还有这个哥林前书说爱是不计较不计算人的错。
And also in the book of First Corinthians it says that love does not keeps no record of wrongs.
所以在我们这个家里边最重要的就是爱。
So in the family, what's most important is love.
所以但是我们都知道这个要爱但是都是到时有做就做不出来。
We all know intellectually that we need to love, but we cannot do it.
但是我觉得这个应该怎么去做呢根据我自己体验我觉得我们要有三点。
So how do we do it? From my experience, I think that there's three things we can do.
一个就是要牺牲就是 要牺牲。你的时间牺牲你的爱好要牺牲你的这个面子
so one is to sacrifice your time second to sacrifice your hobbies and third to sacrifice your face
因为爱你知道主耶稣爱我们他的爱就表示在他的牺牲上面
because how Christ shows his love is in through his sacrificial love
所以我们在家我们常常谈到爱就是说你要
So in our family, if we want to show our love, we need to show our sacrifices.
你要牺牲你的时间。
Sacrifice your time.
你要牺牲你的爱好。
Sacrifice your hobbies.
还要牺牲你的面子。
And sacrifice your pride.
所以三个里面，我觉得最难做的可能就是牺牲这个面子了。
So the hardest one to achieve will be to sacrifice your pride.
你要承认自己的错，道个歉，我觉得。好像被有时候觉得被当天还难。
So for you to for some people to admit that they are wrong, to others feels like the harder than even reach the heavens.
所以一件非常小的事，到底说你对我错，还是你对呢，还是我对，是争执的不休，最后会闹得翻脸。
So a lot of times in the family, they actually argue over very little thing, and then to argue about who is actually right.
为什么呢？因为我们把面子看太重要。
Why is that? Because we think that our face, our pride is more important.
所以如果我们能够做到这三点呢，我觉得我们就会有改变。
So if we can sacrifice all these three things, I think we can do pretty well in our family.
所以我们这个家庭呢，生活呢，也就有就有爱。
So then we can experience love in our families.
好我就快一点，看看这个最后，我想给大家放个照片，大家能不能认这是谁呢
？So finally, there's a couple pictures.Do you know who this person is?
这个很好认吧
This is a very famous guy.
Billy Graham, 对吧
Yeah, Billy Graham.
Billy Graham, 他是这个全球最著名的布道家。
He is the most famous evangelist.
听过他布道人数大概接近2亿人。
And people who have heard about his heard of his messages probably is more than 200 million.
他也是好多位美国总统的顾问。
He has been counselors to many presidents, U.S. presidents.
他是这美国调查的这个民众心目中是最有影响力的基督徒领袖。
And he is the most influential Christian leaders in the American people's heart.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
其实这个Billy Graham 他布道团在1950-1950年了就已经出名了。
And we actually know that the Billy Graham's preaching team was well known already in the 1949 and 1950.
为了这个不损害主的名声，他严格要求这个团队呢。他们对财务管理呢非常谨慎，并且要 绝对公开。
So when they become famous, he was very careful with their conduct. So that he was very strict about how his group does the finances and.
他也严格要求自己呢，绝对不单独与这个配偶以外的这个异象同住。
And he also asked himself and to not to be with alone, to be alone with a female other than his own wife.
也不一同聚餐，也不同坐车。
Neither does he have meals with another female alone or to be in the car alone.
他不仅为主努力传福音。
So not only does he work hard for spreading the gospel,
他也活出基督的福音。
He also lives life of Christ.
释放有六十多年，他的行事为人呢谦卑柔和。
He served the Lord more than 60 years and his conduct was very humble.
他赢得了普遍的尊重。
So that he was widely and highly respected.
所以正因为如此呢，所以他的布道呢不仅参加的人特别多。
So just because of that, we can see that there's many audiences went to his evangelical meeting.
并且他的布道呢也特别有力量，也特别有果效。
His messages were very, very powerful.
啊，他最后一次是在这个纽约的这个法拉盛的这个草原广场，大概有242,000人参加。
So his last evangelical meeting was in Flushing in New York, and there's more than 240,000 people.
有九千多人啊信主。
And there's more than 9,000 people came to Christ at that meeting.
不过最后我还想提一下这个 Jim Baker.
So now let's come back to Jim Baker.
他坐牢以后，很少有人就是来看他。
So after he was put in prison, he doesn't have many visitors.
他太太也和他离婚了。
And his wife divorced him.
所以有一天他在这个监狱在刷马桶的时候呢，人家说是有人来看他了。
So one day he was actually cleaning the toilet in the prison, and somebody came to visit him.
就是他还没有来得及脱下工作服的时候，这个人就走上前来给他一个拥抱。
So when he turned around and he didn't even have time to take off his working clothes, and this person came and gave him a hug.
这个人呢就是葛奎里。
And this is Billy Graham.
这个对他是一个很大的安慰和鼓励。
This is a great comfort and encouragement for him.
他在监狱里边呢，他也能够悔改。
So he confessed and repented. In prison.
向神认罪，写了本书说我错了。
And he wrote a book.
他几年以后呢，他提前出狱了，现在又重新来服侍神。
So a couple years later, he was on probation, and then now he was serving God again.
So, 弟兄姐妹，我们得救不是靠行为，是因着信。
So brothers and sisters, we are saved not because of our behavior, but it was because of our faith.
所以你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这信不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Then this is not from yourselves, and this is a gift of God.
在上面也教导我们，身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
The Bible also tells us that the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
所以一个真正因信活的生命新生命的人必须有好的行为。
So for a person who through faith have received a new life, they have to have a good conduct.
也必然有好的行为。
And they will have good deeds.
因为真正的信心呢会产生果效。
Because true faith will give forth some result.
这种果效呢正好体现在他的日常生活中。
And such result will show in his everyday life.
就是让我们能够彼此勉励，彼此相爱。
So let's encourage each other and love one another.
有同一个心智。
So we have the same goal.
我们不仅努力传福音。
Not only do we try our best to spread the gospel.
更愿意活出一个与福音相称的生活来。
We also will conduct ourselves in a manner that's worthy of the gospel of Christ.
Okay, 我们下边有还有的回事，我们就唱第一首就可以。
There's a responsive song that we're going to sing together.
Lord, we want to look at your glory. Just in the ages of the Jesus is the light of the world.赐下真理，释放我们自由，光照我们，光。
照亮着地。